The real estate market may have seen a slowdown in BC's major cities, but the pressure on housing affordability has barely eased, according to RBC's latest quarterly affordability report. Taking the simple equation of average household income versus aggregate home price in each region, the bank found that Metro Vancouver was still the least affordable housing market in the country, with Victoria coming in third, after Toronto. In Metro Vancouver, a buyer on an average household income would need to spend 82% of their income to buy an aggregate-priced home, all property types, assuming a 25% down payment. From another angle, only 12% of Metro Vancouverites on an average household income with no other equity, aside from the down payment, could afford an aggregate-priced home of $1,059/100. In Greater Victoria, only 1 in 5 households on a typical local income would be able to pay for an aggregate-priced Victoria home at $776,600, the same proportion as in Toronto, said RBC. It would take 58.6% of a Victoria resident's typical local income to buy a $776,600 home. Source: RBC Economics. Overall, across the country, RBC reported that a buyer on an average Canadian income would have to spend 52% of their earnings on buying a national average-priced home. This is the second consecutive improvement over the past two quarters, but still historically extremely high, said the bank. Even though affordability was deemed still dreadful in the top three cities, RBC argued that market cooling policy interventions have succeeded in preventing affordability from getting any worse. Report author and RBC senior economist Robert Hoag wrote, "Policy-engineered market downturns have succeeded at reversing some of the earlier massive affordability losses in Metro Vancouver and stabilizing the situation in Greater Toronto, though neither market is close to levels that ordinary Canadian households can afford." Hoag added that there is still room for affordability to improve in Western Canada as the prices continue to soften over the year. Despite signs of a cyclical market bottom emerging this spring, we expect home prices to remain under downward pressure for months to come in many Western Canadian markets.